The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Robots of the Company!
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 97, the SantaCon Day Interview, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Welcome to RNN, the Robot News Network. And now, with a special live remote report, here is Lan Sprocket.
This is Lan Sprocket of the Robot News Network with a special live remote report on that beloved robotic holiday known as SantaCon Day. Welcome to the show, everybot. It's that festive time of year when all we bots celebrate a very special holiday, SantaCon Day. But why do we love it so, and why do we celebrate it? I have been tasked to try and find out by interviewing some of my fellow bots, and I chose to do so by visiting the space outpost known as Camden Port Station. Why here? Well, you see, the owner of this network owns and operates that station, so I chose to talk to him first. You all know BJ's aunt. Let's see what he has to say. Welcome to the show, BJ. Can you tell us what SantaCon Day means to you?
What does SantaCon Day mean to me? Why, it means profits, of course. Big profits. And believe it or not, up until a year ago, I saw no value in the whole thing. But my staff managed to show me the light. SantaCon Day brings in the big bucks. So, to me, SantaCon Day means money, and I didn't get where I am today without making lots of money.
So the materialistic nature of the holiday doesn't bother you?
Are you kidding? That's what it's all about.
I see. Let's get some other opinions. Joining us now is the administrator bot on board the station. So, what does SantaCon Day mean to you, Putch McNuttich?
A headache.
SantaCon Day means a headache to you? Can you explain that statement?
I know it's supposed to be the festive time of year, but it's really just a lot of work. You put everything into it, and then it all falls apart. And who gets the blame?
This is the worst holiday season ever, thanks to you, Putch. Great job. This is all your fault.
See what I mean? If it were up to me, SantaCon Day would just be banned. But I suppose that would disappoint too many bots, so I guess it's okay.
So in closing, SantaCon Day means what to you then?
It means I better get to work. I've been ordered to get this station looking festive for all our guests, so they'll spend lots of money. If you'll excuse me, I gotta run. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Very interesting. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break now, but when we come back, we'll speak to more of the staff of Camden Port Station. Don't touch that dial.
If your daily routine has you feeling all too normal, perhaps it's time. Time for Adremalac. Adremalac has been proven to reduce or increase a wide variety of unspecified conditions in individuals reporting such issues. Don't drink holy water or enter churches while using a Dremelec. Avoid contact with people who may have an opinion. Seek immediate media attention if you experience a demonic possession lasting more than 4 hours. Side effects of a Dremelec may include bleeding walls, aphasic kinesthesia, teleportation, the smell of burnt almonds, cognitive impairment, decapitation, flaming hellhole, halitosis, myasthenia gravis, abnormal hair growth, a metallic taste, involuntary levitation, dirt, blood, or cheese under one fingernail, loss of limbs, blurred mouth, and thoughts of antelopes. Be sure to ask your witch doctor if a Dremelec is right for you. Feel different with a Dremelec.
Welcome back to our special report on Santacon Day and what it means to us bots. This is Lan Sprocket coming to you from Camden Port Station. I'm now speaking to the station's garbage custodian, who is simply called GD. You know the question I'm about to ask, GD. What have you got to say?
What does Santacon Day mean to me? Basically, the whole thing is a joke. I mean, it's a farce, a complete waste of time. It's nothing but an excuse to sell crap nobody wants. What happens on Santacon Day, huh? Let me tell you, every bot wakes up, open their packages wrapped in this really expensive paper that only gets used one time, to find some cheap plastic thing or a pair of socks or some other such crap they didn't even want in the first place. And then they go to the store where said crap was purchased to ask for their money back, only to be told they can only exchange it for the exact same product or get some store credit with which they buy more crap that they don't need. It's a complete waste of time, I tell you. So don't talk to me about Santacon Day.
Wishing I hadn't, to be honest.
Well then, in that case, stick it in your ear. Go pester somebody else.
Well, okay, let's try to speak to someone a bit more positive about the whole affair. So, yes. Here is the chief concierge, Pierre. Pierre, can you tell us your thoughts on the holiday?
Santacon Day? Ugh, that's happening, is it? I hate it. But BJ says we have to smile and pretend to love it, so in order to keep my job, that's just what I'll do. But just don't ask me to enjoy myself.
So, you're telling me it doesn't bring you joy to see other bots happy on Santacon Day?
Is this some kind of wind-up?
No, it's a legitimate question that our viewers find interesting.
What network did you say you work for?
Robot Network News, RNN.
Oh, that's that extremely meaning fake news network that thinks it's speaking from the mouth of God, isn't it? Well, let me tell you exactly what I think of your network. I know that you are the and there's and there's a lot of different things. And furthermore, if you don't now go and get yourself stuffed, matey.
But your boss owns the network. Didn't you know that?
Oh, you said RNN. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you meant that other news network. Oh, I hate them. Terrible news over on that channel. Blah. But I love RNN. Nothing like it in the galaxy.
Right. Okay.
Can you please edit what I said out? I promise I didn't mean it. I'll do anything. I love Santacon Day. It's such a festive time of year. Why, I'll do anything to make every bot happy this Santacon Day. Just please don't air what I said. Please don't let BJ hear.
I'm sorry, but this is going out live on the air.
Live? I want my money.
Oh, brother. Well, I suppose we should talk to BJ's aunt's personal assistant, Harmony, now. Hello, Harmony. Welcome to this special report on RNN.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
So, can you tell us what Santacon Day means to you?
To me? SantaCon Day means peace and joy. It warms my heart to see the smiles on the younger bots' faces as they look at all the brightly lit lights upon the SantaCon Day tree.
Speaking of SantaCon Day trees, didn't I hear of an incident last year involving BJ Zant and one of those pun-o-matic SantaCon Day trees and an airlock?
That really doesn't ring a bell.
It was my understanding that BJ had banned SantaCon Day and SantaCon Day trees, so he ordered this tree to be tossed out an airlock. Now, you're BJ's personal assistant. Surely you know something about this incident.
Well, BJ has told me to give no comment on last year's SantaCon Day.
That's not a denial, Miss Harmony.
Like I said, no comment. I can make no comment at this time. Can we move on?
I'd like to, Miss Harmony, believe me, but my viewers will want to know the ultimate fate of the SantaCon Day tree. Did he survive the ordeal?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
I see.
Now, if you will excuse me, lots of work to be done. We have the holiday to prepare for. Bye-bye.
Well then, let's see if we can talk to some of the supporting staff of Camden Port Station. For that, we need to go to the main staff kitchen. I think we'll start with the station's toaster, Popsicle. Hello, Mr. Popsicle. Do you know anything about an incident last year concerning a pun-o-matic SantaCon Day tree and the airlock?
Hey, look, man. The past is exactly that. Past. And my lawyer has advised me not to talk about anything concerning this station. Past, present, or future.
You can't even talk about the SantaCon Day celebrations taking place on board this year?
Mum's the word, dude. I suggest you talk to somebody else. Like maybe Dr. Betty, or Badger, or even Lovely. He doesn't work here. Maybe he can help you. But keep that mic away from me.
Lovely knows nothing. Lovely wasn't even here last Christmases.
You mean SantaCon Day?
Isn't that what Lovely says?
No, you referenced the ancient human holiday on which most believe SantaCon Day is based upon, which is quite interesting. Can you speak on this?
Lovely would rather just dance the nights away. If there's a party, Lovely is there. Lovely showed you some of Lovely's mad dance moves. See what Lovely told you? Lovely is a party animal!
I think we'll take a short commercial break now. We'll be right back.
Banded together from remote factories are 13 of the most sinister snacks of all time. The Legion of Boom. Dedicated to a single objective. The expansion of your waistline. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat. The Superfoods. Gathered from the cosmic farmland of the universe, here in this great hall of produce, are the most powerful foods of good ever assembled. Broccoli, almonds, lentils and quinoa, blueberry, salmon, and the Wonder Twins, flax and kale, with their special yogurt Greek. To fight for nutrition, to feed those who are hungry, with 10 essential vitamins and minerals to serve all mankind. These are the superfoods.
Decided to talk to the station's resident botician and therapist, Dr. Betty. Can you tell us anything about what happened last year on SantaCon Day, Dr. Betty?
Oh, I don't know anything. I can barely remember last SantaCon Day. This past year has been a blur.
But somebody on this station must know something about the incident I'm trying to get some answers about.
Talk to Badger here. He's chief of security nowadays. Maybe he can clear it up. Yoo-hoo! Badger!
Chief Badger, can you clear up the mystery of what happened last SantaCon Day concerning the Pun-O-Matic Talking SantaCon Day tree?
Nope.
Well, why not? I was told you could possibly shed some light on this.
Well, you see, I wasn't technically the chief of security last SantaCon Day, and what's more, since inheriting the position, I've been ordered not to talk about any cases that took place prior to my appointment to the post. I'm very sorry.
Why is every bot on board the station being so uncooperative?
Didn't ask me, bud. I just work here.
This is getting out of hand. I suppose since we're getting no help from the staff of Camden Port Station, I'll speak with one of its patrons. We'll pause momentarily for station identification while I move into the so-called Zocalo.
Welcome to RNN, the Robot News Network.
I've found a regular patron of the station's most popular lounge. Hello, Mr. Josh. Have you heard any rumors about an incident that took place last year on SantaCon Day involving a SantaCon Day talking tree? So all you're willing to do is sit there and shrug. Amazing. No one is willing to talk about this incident. I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, I just can't believe this. There must at least be someone on board this station who is a fan of SantaCon Day.
Did someone mention SantaCon Day?
Yes, I did. I'm with RNN News, and we're trying to do a special report on what SantaCon Day means to every bot on board this station. But so far, no one has been very forthcoming on any subject we've talked about.
I know you. You're Lance Sprocket from Robot Network News. You hosted Bot Wars' final season, didn't you?
That's right. And you are?
Briscoe T. Bot, at your service, sir. I'm your biggest fan. Wowie, I can't believe you're here. This is going to be the best SantaCon Day ever.
At last, someone who enjoys SantaCon Day.
Are you kidding? SantaCon Day is just the best holiday of all galaxy! The best of the bestest! I love it almost as much as I love gunk.
Excuse me, did you say gunk?
Why, yes I did, Mr. Sprocket, sir. Gunk is my life. I'm a cleaner droid.
A cleaner droid? You mean it takes talking to a lonely cleaner droid to get any kind of positive emotional response around here?
Huh?
You wouldn't, kid. Never mind. You know what, Charlie? I quit. I can't do this job anymore.
Who's Charlie?
Charlie is my producer. He's back in our production booth. I was talking to him through my earpiece. And I've just told him and the whole galaxy that I resign. I hate this job. In fact, I hate SantaCon Day.
What? Those are fighting words on here, mister! Red alert! Red alert, guys! We've got a SantaCon Day hater on board!
What the heck is going on here? No, not the fire hoses! No, wait!
Robot Network News is experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. In the meantime, please enjoy some generic holiday music.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 97, our holiday-themed episode, The SantaCon Day Interview, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the announcer bot, Ted Winskus as Lan Sprocket, Jonathan Patrick Russell as BJ, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Ellie Hirschman as GD, David Alt as Pierre, Stefania Lintonbon as Harmony, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Pete Lutz as Badger, Josh as himself, and Kyle Boers as Briscoe. We have a special credit here as Joe J. Thomas produced and recorded the special commercials heard during this episode. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The Robots of the Company holiday theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Maria Major. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. However, if you ask nicely, I'm sure we'll say sure, why not? Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or compliments, we love compliments, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1 at yahoo.com. We were making the most of the holiday season during the making of this audiogram. Well, we're doing our best. The Robots of the Company will return in 2021 with even more all-new episodes. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned and wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.